Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. It's good to see the few, the proud, the Presbyterians all gathered here. Oh, well, I didn't get to be with you Christmas or Christmas Eve. I was able to watch the proceedings, and congratulations to the choir. It was a marvelous, marvelous offering of music. All right, let's give them a hand. Come on. I know you've already done that, but it was simply, simply grand. And thank you, Alex, for covering it on the AV system. It just all came out beautifully. All right. Well, since we last saw each other, let's see. We have Pele has passed away, as has Barbara Walters, and then His Holiness Pope Benedict the 16th has passed away. I can't leave y'all alone for 5 minutes, can I? Good heavenly days. We do have a few announcements. You can see them there in the announcement section. Church office will be closed tomorrow, January the 2nd, in honor of giving the staff off on Christmas, on New Year's Day. So we'll start normal office hours again on Tuesday the 3rd. So if you need something done, of course, you can call me. You have my personal cell phone number and my email, and I will address whatever emergencies arise. Let's see. Children and adult Sunday school will resume on the 8th, and I'm going to be leading an adult class that day on, I think the topic I've selected is the title of a book I read years ago entitled, There's Algae in the Baptismal Font, The Perils and Prospects of Pastoral Ministry in the 21st Century. So if you want to come along, that will be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be taking down the greens after worship after the fellowship lunch on January the 18th. And Epiphany is the 6th of January. That's when the wise men showed up, according to tradition, to see the Christ child. And so it is on January the 6th that the faithful are finally allowed to take down the Christmas decorations. I have always looked forward to not having to do that until the 6th of January because I'm usually so exhausted by Christmas. My Baptist brothers and sisters just can't wait to take those things down. And so I refer to them as the heathen that they are. I will be starting a book study at noon on January the 9th. Go from noon till 1. It will be a kind of a soup and scripture event. I will be supplying the soup that day. I haven't decided exactly what the offering will be, but we will be studying Henri Nouwen's book, Return of the Prodigal, A Story of Homecoming. And for me and for many people, this is one of those soul-changing books. So if you are retired like me, or if you have a lunch hour off and you work nearby, please come and join us for a free meal and maybe some good fellowship. And let's see, what do we have? Oh, we are beginning to focus our mission efforts on our Matthew 25 initiative, and we are going to be sponsoring or participating in the Book Spot at Park Creek School, the Little Free Pantry, and or a Martin Luther King Day service project. You can see the midweek news for more on that. Are there any other announcements? Nobody dares. All right. Then let's come and worship the Lord. And I bid you the peace of Christ be with you.
Thus says the Lord, behold, I do a new thing. Do you not perceive it?
We stand at the gate of a new year, anticipating and watching the coming of the kingdom.
The child is born. The kingdom is here. Let us rejoice.
Let us worship God.
And let us pray. Almighty God, you wonderfully created and even more wonderfully restored our humanity. In your mercy, let us share the divine life of Jesus Christ, who came to be with us in redemptive life. Allow us to glorify you in all that we do, through him who came to save us, and who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The proof of God's amazing love is this. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. Because we have faith in him, we dare to approach God in confidence. In humility and faith, let us confess our sins together, first in silence. And together we pray. O Lord our God, you call us to work. O Lord our God, you call us to work for a world where all are fed and have dignity, but we find ourselves distracted by our own desires. You call us to seek justice and peace, but we are satisfied with injustice and discord. You call us to bring liberty to the oppressed, but we do not insist on freedom for all. Forgive us, O Lord. Turn us to your will by the power of your Spirit, so that all may know your justice and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. Amen. Hear the good news. As far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed your sins from you. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel.
In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King. Let every heart prepare Him.
And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing.
Please be seated. I will have our time with the children, and I see I have a Hannah and I have a Haynes, and y'all want to come on down? Any other children of any age are also welcome.
But you have to be able to sit on the floor and get up by yourself. Well, okay, we have our Sunday morning ritual. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, come on now. We have to do it louder than that. I got to know you're awake. And even more importantly, I need to know that everybody else out there is awake. So let's try again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, okay, let's try it all together now, shall we? Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, there we go. All right. Well, did y'all have a good Christmas?
Yeah.
Santa Claus came and did his thing, and what did you get?
I got a whole battleship.
You got a battleship. Oh, cool. And what did you get, Hannah? The cat has got her tongue.
The cat has got your tongue.
Papa, do you have anything to add?
You got a bike?
You got a bike? Oh, cool. You're not done yet? Okay, Haynes. I should have known. What else did you get?
A remote control truck.
I used to have one of those years and years ago. All right. You know what I did with my remote control truck? I terrorized the cat. It was not one of my brighter moments, but cats and I have never really gotten along that much. I'm not going to diss cats because somebody here might have one, and I will pray for you. But anyway, so you had a good Christmas, you got something. What did you give this Christmas? Did you give anybody anything? You gave cards? That's wonderful. How about you, Haynes? Did you give anybody?
I gave cards too.
You gave cards too. That is wonderful. You know, I've gotten to the point in my life where I've got pretty much everything I need, and I've got a lot of the things that I want, and so I've gotten to where I enjoy giving people things almost more than I enjoy receiving things. People like to give pastors things like books And family tends to give me shirts and ties, and I am morally opposed to wearing a tie anymore. So I enjoy giving things because it makes people happy. And that's what I really enjoy about Christmas, is all the decorations and the lights and wrapping things up for other people, because it makes my heart feel like I've done a good thing. I've brought some joy to somebody else. Did you enjoy receiving your presents on Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what's secret? Santa Claus enjoyed giving those gifts to you even more than you enjoyed getting them. Okay, let's pray together. Holy God, we thank you for all the good gifts that we receive. And we thank you for the good gifts that we can give from the depths of our hearts. So bless these, your small servants, and bring them unto the fullness of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And together we sing. Jesus.
As we prepare to hear God's word for us in Scripture, let us pray. Loving God, you have made it so that we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from your mouth. Give us a hunger for your word, and in that food satisfy our longing. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first Scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 63. Listen for God's word. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, and the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us, and the great favor to the house of Israel, that he has shown them according to his mercy. According to the abundance of his steadfast love, for he said, surely they are my people, children who will not act deceitfully. And he became their savior in all their distress. It was no messenger or angel, but his presence that saved them. In his love and pity, it was he who redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. Our second scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 2. Listen for God's word. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. The one who sanctifies, for the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here I am, and here am I and the children whom God has given me. Since, therefore, the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. This is the word of the Lord.
that had a bit of a haunting mystery about it, and just a perfect prelude to the sermon and our thoughts today. Our scripture lesson this morning is taken from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. We're reading from the second chapter, verses 13 through 23. Hear the word of the Lord. Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the Magi, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he learned from the Magi. Then what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's death are dead." Then Joseph got up and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. When he heard that Archelaus was ruling Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled: "He shall be a Nazarene." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Almighty God, you speak to us in so many ways, in faint hints of enthusiasm, in direct words of dreams, and in the still small voice that urges us on. So open the ears of our souls that we may receive your word, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I want to put you at ease very quickly. If you see the title of the sermon today, "I Will Not Break Out in Song." Was it Willie Nelson who wrote that one, "On the Road Again"? Yeah. One of my favorite people. Right next to, what's his name? MacArthur Park, I've forgotten. Nobody remembers? Richard Harris, yes. MacArthur Park and his great poem, "There Are Too Many Saviors on My Cross." I commend him to you. But let's get back to the task at hand. It is today, in my Roman Catholic brothers and sisters world, the Feast of Holy Innocents. And in case you're not aware of what that commemorates, it commemorates Herod's killing of the children. It is one of the darker days in the liturgical year, and Presbyterians, being sometimes the joy boys of the faith, we tend to gloss over that. But we do well to remember it, that it was into this violent, unfair world that Jesus was born. And it is a fact that in our lesson today, Jesus and his family become refugees. Joseph is warned in a dream to take the family to Egypt. so that he would be out of the jurisdiction of Herod and away from Herod's designs. Now, we think of, if you're like me, I think of Jesus and Joseph and Mary just barely crossing the border into Egypt and hanging out there for a couple of years until Herod is dead. But actually, there was a large Jewish community in Alexandria, and we believe that's where Joseph and Mary and Jesus went, to a place where they could fit in, to a place where they could observe their customs in life, to a place of people who were like them, and perhaps most importantly, to give the boy Jesus in his youth and formative years a sense of the traditions of his faith. They were in exile, but the Lord provided for them a community in which they could live and in which Jesus, the child, could begin to understand and appreciate the faith into which he was born. After Herod died, they moved back to the land of Israel at an angel's urging. But it still wasn't all that terribly safe because Archelaus, the son of Herod, was in power. Caesar had put him in power at Herod's request so that the legacy would continue. And so they avoided him like the plague. Finally, the angels came to Joseph again and said, "It is now safe to go into Galilee, to Nazareth, because everybody who sought the child's death are dead themselves." Angels talking to Joseph. It's kind of noteworthy that after this reading, Joseph kind of disappears from the scene. As I said a couple of weeks ago, Saint Joseph is the patron saint of lost causes and lost items and of homes that will not sell. Yeah, it's so true. I think I told you that my Catholic priest friend told me when we put our house on the market in Savannah, he said, "Bury a statue of Saint Joseph upside down, the house will sell." Sure enough, 3 days later, we got an offer. I don't know what that juju is, but I'm not going to knock it. And so here they come, the Holy Family, returning to the neighborhood of home. There they are. They've been on the road, and now they've finally made it back into the promised land. There was collateral damage along the way. The holy innocents, the children whom Herod killed. Our roads, which we follow, like the Holy Family, often have collateral damage around us. Life is not fair. People ask, how could God's will allow for the destruction of all those children? And my response to them is, that was not God's will. That was Herod's evil. That had nothing to do with God. It had everything to do with the fears of a megalomaniac who could not stand to suffer any threat to his reign. That was not God's will. But that was the way life was and is. The innocent still cry out in children who are malnourished in our own nation, in the children of Ukraine who are cold and hungry. The innocent still cry out, and such is our life. And instead of bemoaning it, and berating it. We would do well to learn to work within it as we pursue our roads in life, which God leads us down. If you open the eyes of your soul and consider the paths your life has taken, I am sure that you can remember those marvelous moments when some urging gave you a hint of where you should go. Those little moments which made a sharp yet gentle nudge and headed you in the direction where you are today. Now you say, well, angels don't speak to me like they did to Joseph. Sometimes angels have very soft voices. Let me tell you, I have never had an angel show up in a dream and tell me what to do. But I have had those gentle nudges of the Holy Spirit, which urged me to take the roads which I have taken. When I got the call to the ministry many, many years ago, I made a deal with the Lord. I said, okay, Lord, I will go into the ministry, but I do not care to be a parish minister. I want to be a hospital chaplain. And the Lord said, okay. So I went to seminary and I studied long and hard and got my degree in pastoral care and counseling, institutional pastoral care and counseling, exactly what you need to go to work in a hospital. And at that moment, when I got my degree in 1982, the Lord had his hand in something. It was called Diagnostic Related Groups, which insurance and Medicare adopted. And it was simply saying, if you have your tonsils taken out, you can't spend a week or 10 days in the hospital. Oh, the gravy train was over for the American healthcare system. And guess which departments they closed first? The pastoral care departments. And I went to my supervisor and I said, what am I supposed to do? He said, you have a choice. I said, I don't see one. He said, go into parish ministry or starve. You can see, I did not starve. So I made another deal with the Lord. I said, Lord, I will go into the parish ministry, but please don't send me to South Georgia. I spent over half my career in South Georgia. I'm so sick and tired of pine trees. And the only fishing I could do down there was bass fishing. And I don't eat bass. And I don't eat wild catfish. And I don't eat anything that comes out of the Flint River, nor the Altama. I lived and served all over South Georgia, Bainbridge, Albany, Brunswick, Savannah. I killed so many gnats and mosquitoes, it would probably be considered genocide in the entomologist's world. And then the Lord saw fit to let me retire, take care of my father in Atlanta in his last year, and then get a call to retire. Yes, you do get a call to retire. Let me tell you, it snuck up on me. So we retired and moved to Blue Ridge. And I think the Lord is looking at me and smiling. And he's saying, had enough? Yes, Lord. The Lord has four ways of answering my prayers. There's yes, there's no, there's not right now, and there's quit messing with me. Okay? We have our roads that we travel, our roads of the Spirit, our roads of life, and we all have those moments when God guides us in the way He wants us to go. And sometimes, those ways may not be on the maps we had designed for ourselves, and yet it all works out. It all works out for God's glory in the end. Even though we live in a world that doesn't pay its dues by the month, and sometimes not by the year, and sometimes not by the lifetime, it works. God calls us to be patient and willing to travel the roads He has given us. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. You, O Lord, have called us to be on the road again and again and again, and so we are. Help us to listen for those gentle nudges, which are your angels speaking to us as they did to Joseph so long ago. Help us to be patient pilgrims and guide our steps each and every day. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
He came in the hope of the wind.
Together, let us affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. Children of God, what do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Let us receive our tithes and our offerings as we present them to the Lord.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all of ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son,
please be seated. We come on the first day of the year as a worshiping community to worship God and to receive the spiritual sustenance that is His passion and our communion. You know, this is not a Presbyterian table. It is not Roman Catholic or United Methodist. It does not belong to the disciples of Christ or really to anybody except the Lord Jesus. And He invites us all to come. No matter how you fashion or frame your confession of faith, to the extent that you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are welcome at this table. You know, one of the joys of the holiday season is the consumption of leftovers. Yeah, I love leftovers. And you know, that's really what this feast is about. We bring our leftover lives, our battered remnants of faith and joy, to this place on a weekly basis. We come with what's left over in order to be filled and refreshed and renewed. And that's what this feast is all about. Jesus started it with leftovers. They had just finished the Passover meal, we think. And Jesus took a little piece of bread, a leftover crust, and he said, you know, this is my body, which is broken for you, and I want you to remember it as often as you eat bread. And then he took the cup, and there were a few dregs of wine left in the bottom, and I can imagine that he swirled it a bit, and he said, and this is the covenant of the New Testament, my blood, which is spilled for you. And whenever you drink wine, I want you to remember. And so we come together as the body of Christ to receive this leftover meal, bringing our leftover selves, and somehow, miraculously, we are fed, renewed, strengthened, and refurbished for service in the kingdom. So whoever you are, whatever you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are indeed welcome. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Let us pray. Holy God, you created light out of darkness and brought forth life on earth. You formed us in your image and called us to love and serve you. When we were unfaithful and turned from your ways, you did not forsake us. Your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and sent prophets to call us back to your way. In the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. In him, your word dwelling with you from all eternity became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And we beheld your glory, Emmanuel. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the celestial choirs and with all the faithful of every time and place who forever sing to the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Christ, your Son, our Lord. Born in humility, he came to rule over all. Helpless as an infant, he showed the power of your love. Poor in things of the world, he brought the wealth of your grace. Rejected by many, he welcomed all who sought him. In his dying and rising, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry, in every place. Hear our prayer, O Lord, as this bread is Christ's body for us. Send us out to be the body of Christ in the world, Empower us by your Spirit to be joined in Christ's presence in the world, even as he is God with us. Give us courage to speak his truth, to seek his justice, and to love with his love. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And we remember how, in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. This do as oft as ye eat it in remembrance of me." In the same manner also, he took the cup and he said, "This is the blood of the new covenant, shed for the remission of the sins of many. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in obedience to the command of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we do break the bread and share the cup until that day when he shall come again in glory. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come, let us keep the feast. Broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you, Charles. The body of Christ broken for you, Jody. The body of Christ broken for you, Ben. The body of Christ broken for you, Arden. The body of Christ broken for you, Joy. Body of Christ broken for you. Body of Christ broken for you, Alex. Body of Christ broken for you, Sammy. The body of Christ broken for you, Debbie. The body of Christ broken for you, Becky. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. Body of Christ broken for you. Body of Christ broken for you, Dad. The body of Christ broken for you, Jesus. Yeah. I'm not ambidextrous. Amen. That?
One of us needs to take okay. Alex and the
choir. Can y'all serve the choir? Or have they already? They've already come down. Okay.
Just take a cup to Alex.
Alex came. Got it. Have all been served? Let us join together in the prayer of thanksgiving. Let us pray. Almighty God, creator of the universe, we pause before you this day, giving thanks for the gift of a new year, new opportunities, new friends to make, new adventures to enjoy. No matter who or what we are, what our condition or disposition, You, O Lord, have given us life as a gift. Help us to rejoice in it. We thank you for your blessings to us as a worshiping community and as a community of faith. Send, we pray, your Holy Spirit to those who are weak or weeping, to those who are hungry or homeless, to those who are ill and suffering, and to those who are recovering. Send your blessing and your peace. Grant all of this, we pray, in the name and by the power of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray boldly when we pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now go forth from this place in peace into the joy and opportunities of a new year. Refreshed by the blood and the body of Jesus, may your spirit soar and may you find joy in the coming seasons of faith. And so go forth in joy and in peace, in strength and in hope. In the name of God, the Father who created us, the Son who came down to be among us, and the grace of the Holy Spirit, which is sufficient for us all. Amen. God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel's guide uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. Thank you, sir. Well, a good Christmas had by all, was it?
Yeah, it was really good.
good.
I'm sorry I confused you both, but I had just read the instructions in there that said you have to go to the choir. Here, I served a choir.
Well, you know, they came down and got it. They come and fetched it, as the old preacher said.
The only thing I wasn't sure about, were we supposed to serve Adam or no? Because he's playing the whole, are we supposed to take it up to him? That's the only thing I wasn't sure about.
Written instructions on what we do are not the same, so we just need to get those.
I'll take care of him if he needs it.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
dear.
You do better on the fly than the rest of us who should know.
Oh, you know, it's all the great drama, the drama of the kingdom.
It is. Thank you.
Thank you. Oops. Yeah. Well.